Priya and I were in the mountains area, Uttarakhand state, Dehradun district, and Rajpur at Christian Retreat and Study Center from 16th of December to 19th. We were invited by Ram Singh. He had 3-day leaders fellowship. Around 100 leaders were there. 25 of them came from Aurangabad area, Maharashtra state, which is down south. Flight to Dehradun, there's no direct flight. Oh yeah, there's a direct flight too. Some of them are from Pune of Maharashtra state. There was a direct flight. But Aurangabad, there's no direct flight. It has to go through Delhi and Delhi to Dehradun. So a few of the leaders came from Pune and joined that fellowship. So within the 25. Gagan, who used to live, he's in mid-30s, and he used to live, his family, in Rudraprayag, and he managed the canteen of one of the manufacturers. I forgot the name of the company. And some years ago, the company built a new plant in Aurangabad and got an opportunity to run their canteen. So him and his family, oh, and by the way, Rudraprayag is near to the China border, way by the high peaks of Himalayan mountains, beautiful area. And he moved to Aurangabad, and I think I shared about him before, so I just speak briefly about him and how things are going, moving. Now, the leaders, believers that God sent to him, brought to him, new open doors, he met new leader. And through him, that particular leader in Jalna city, about hour drive from Aurangabad, him and his wife, through them, great outreach is going on at many villages and cities and towns. And through other leaders of Gagan, many people are being saved and with signs, wonders and miracles. I think one of the testimonies that one of the leaders from Maharashtra shared during that leaders meeting was this couple, young couple, they were troubled by evil spirits. No doctors, no medical help did remove this problem. So they leaned to the sorcerers and priests and these exorcists. But when they come to cast out evil or exorcise, the spirit in them threw them away, threw these people that no one is willing to exorcise evil spirits. This leader visited because of the great desire and request of deliverance of the family and this couple. And when he visited that house, the couple were there, and as he was speaking, the evil spirit came over them and started speaking. Now this evil spirit was afraid. The evil spirit said that you have the mighty angels with you and I'm very fearful, afraid. This person, the believer, cast that spirit out just like that. And what this couple said was, and then, you know, those who know them, that when this evil spirit come, then their arms get elongated, becomes long. Like while they're sitting, their arms will touch the ceiling. The ceiling in Indian homes higher than that in the U.S. So both of their arms will just reach and touch the ceiling and did many strange supernatural things. But the evil spirit knew where they were in the hierarchy and also recognizes the host of angels that were there and they just gone. They were gone, you know, just like that. So through these mighty signs, wonders, and miracles, just like Jesus says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, in his place, just like we are Christ, these leaders, they're executing that. God is working in them. And as far as the Bible knowledge was concerned, they would know 1/10,000th of what we know. But they were led by the Spirit of God and they're doing mighty things. Some of them were literate, some of them were not literate. And in all the strata of the life, the profession, God is adding and multiplying. However, it happens always with that one person. God brings that one labor. Just like Jesus with Andrew. Jesus didn't win Andrew. God brought Andrew to Jesus. So that's the pattern that we see. God opens the door. God brings that ready person, ready harvest, location, take us to, or it just come to you. And that's how it moves to the next level and so forth. And we are, ourselves, are led by God. We make decision to walk by the Spirit, means to allow God to work in us and give us inspiration, desire, very simple thing, and speak the words from God. God gives us the words and we speak, just like speaking in tongues. We don't have to think what we are to speak, but we speak, keep speaking, and there's a benefit of the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit come upon you, Lambano, use this. All these manifestation, evidencing, using of the Spirit, there's a profit, benefit. And God energizes all these things, the ministries and the manifestations, all these are energized by God, self-same Spirit that dwells in us. God only needs our free will for us to incline to Him so He could give us vision, direction, desire, opportunities, encouragement, who comforts us with all comfort. So we just stay with God. Gagan stayed with God when he was at the low faith level, low confidence level. He didn't want anybody to know that he believes in the Most High God and his son Jesus Christ. Afraid to disclose that he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and to use the name of Jesus Christ when he moved to Aurangabad. However, like God did with Gideon, God knows the person's openness, eventual openness of heart, how much God can work and take him forward. God knows that. So God brought the situation, opportunities to Gagan so that Gagan could begin to be confident and able to be moved forward to next peak, confidence peak level, and then next level and next level. By God's grace, all these things by God's grace, Gagan has a mighty outreach by the grace of God. And not only in just Aurangabad, but also in Pune, in Jalna, in Parbani, in Nandel, in Chhattisgarh state, another state towards east. And it just keeps going. Because God's linking them with ready people. This is God's headache. How he will bring to us that ready individuals who is connected to another ready individuals like Andrew and then Peter, his brother, and the fishing partner, John and James, and Philip, who lives in the same locality. And so God provides us that first one. So we expect that, and we focus on that. We don't deviate from there to the right or left. So we got to hear many wonderful works of God throughout that three-day leaders meeting. Ram Singh and their leaders, they were okay to go all the way to 6 p.m. Normally, leaders meeting would complete around 5 o'clock, but they just want to continue. 6 p.m. and from 6 p.m. to 7:30, there are other leaders who like to personally meet me. So we had a really great time there. And wonderful drive Priya and I had to and from. Yesterday, 5 leaders, 4 ladies, women, and Lakshman, his man, Lakshman and his wife, Maskan, they drove and came to visit me at my home from Mathura, about 3.5 hours drive. One of the ladies came further away, another hour and a half away, from Rajasthan state. They are all Lakshman's leaders, his field. And subsequently, these women overseers, these ladies were overseers. Through them, the word of Jehovah is moving out, sounding out, and they have their overseers, first generation, second generation, third, and moving forward. God is keep adding to them such as should be saved. They shared with me both healing testimonies and prosperity testimonies. We are hearing now more and more of prosperity testimonies. How they practice honoring God. And the reason they honor God is because it comes back. Seed. Ram Singh's wife shared about her sowing 2 seed of lentil seeds. And that time when she had sown, Sanju, her son, was there and said to him, not many days from now, from this great harvest will come. Indeed, after a certain time, it brought so much lentils that it was more than enough for Ram Singh's family. And they shared that abundance of seed to some of them in the village and still left over. And Sanju was really amazed. From just those 2 seeds of lentil beans, so much is yielded. God made it so much fruitful. So Sangeeta was saying through this testimony that God is doing that for us because we are sowing seed. The word of God, word from God, sower went to sow seed. So that way that we are sowing the seeds. And also, we are sowing, honoring God, that side seed, the seed that God gives us for us to sow. God gives us, the sower, seed for sowing. And he multiplies it back. Jyoti's younger sister, Aarti, And Artis, some of the believers that came to fellowship, they asked RT, what do you do with the money that we abundantly share? So first of all, RT said, we are honoring God. It's not we are giving to somebody. That's not the direction that God is showing us to think. We are thankful for whatever God has blessed us, and we want to honor Him first. First, always that kind of mind, mental direction. Of course, we take it to someone, and who is that someone that God inspires you to take that seed for sowing? And what happens to that seed that you sow? It comes back to you with multiplication. So when you're sowing, it comes back. So what does it do? What's happening with this seed that you are sowing? It comes back to you. Hundredfolds, thousandfolds, millionfolds. So Arati gave this wonderful reply. I don't think she was thinking like that, but God gave that picture, that it really comes back to benefit that individual that sowed the seed, honoring God. And we are really seeing throughout India and Nepal and other places also, God is causing these individuals to prosper, abound, and abounding onto every good work. Sowing seed also is connected to abundance of good works being evidenced. So win, win, win all the way. The triumphant formula. And also during the three-day leaders meeting at Ram Singh's home, Ram Singh's three-day leaders meeting fellowship, another focus was speaking in tongues. How individuals were benefiting by speaking in tongues and prayer, perfect prayer, and building oneself up. So many testimonies of individuals deciding to speak in tongues more and more. And God just inspires them to speak in tongues more and more. So that kind of sharing was there during that three-day leaders meeting. All of his leaders were really inspired, and they have been practicing to speak in tongues more and more. Of course, by God's grace, again, that area also, not by works to speak in tongues, then it would be hard work. We need God's help in all these wonderful good works. This is also good works. Speaking in tongues, one of the good works. Intercession and praying for oneself and so many things that we don't even know by our five senses. Spirit of God in us, praying perfectly, communicating with God, and God's communicating to that spirit in us. So wonder is taking place. And God's desire above all things is that we have great life, wonderful life, that to prosper, to be successful wherever we are, wherever we go. And God's encouragement to us is that we don't turn to the right side, the voices of the right side, of the left side, or situation of the right side or left side. We do not focus on that, because God's taken care. He guarantees that all these things are taken care of God. He cares for us. So we can cast, throw, whatever that destruction, the walls kind of thing that goes up right in front of you, or Red Sea kind of situation in front and the Egyptian army behind, that kind of situation. God continues to encourage us not to respect those things. Fear not. We don't respect those information, even though it's so real. but we incline to God. In all thy ways, all our ways, we acknowledge him. We have the Spirit of God, we can acknowledge him. And he shall guarantee, direct our path. He shall make our way smooth. So it's smooth. Really, we are now living the smooth life. God keeps opening, so to speak, the Red Seas, parting the Red Seas, digging the tunnels. As we walk front, the huge mountain it could be, but we are trusting Jehovah with all our heart, and we are hoping on Jehovah. That's how we live. Very simple. And our heaven's life, heaven's atmosphere will manifest, come out, ooze out from us. And those who sees you, sees the Father, sees heaven. So that's the practical thing. So we are witnesses. When the Holy Spirit come upon you, we utilize this and to stay with God. We are able to now stay with God. In the Old Testament time, they had to go to Moses to stay with God. Moses wished that everyone were a prophet so that they go directly. They could be led by God. They could receive the wisdom and knowledge and the encouragement, vision, and so forth. And now we are that way. We are sons and daughters of God. We are not the servants, the spirit of servant, but the spirit of son, sonship. And this spirit also quickens, make alive our mortal body. So all these things are practically happening. It's not theoretically happening. All these things are not theory. Just talk about it. But God will get us to believe. God has to be really certain, assurance. He'll get us, our hearts, to get to that point of assurance, the conviction, substantiation of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We know that's how the walk is. The righteous ones, they live by faith. But faith comes. Faith comes by hearing. Could be spoken by those who are walking by the Spirit, and God speaks through their mouth, or God directly inspires you, gives you that inspiration, encouragement. Or through the environment, God will build you up. God has all ways to get us the faith, confidence, and hope, positive mind. So we have always that positive perspectives, and we speak that. Our words, confession, is not the confession of the world, people who speak in the world. We speak the things hoped for. Abraham spoke those things hoped for, not considered those things which were appears to be real. Really, that was happening, but he didn't consider those things. So we also practice that. And God keeps us to get to that peak. And then next peak, higher location and higher location and higher location. Laxman also, when he began, him and his wife only, but they were encouraged by God, encouraged by their leaders, and God brought them to that kind of place. Right now, they're abounding in every good work and prospering. So we are called for this wonderful high calling in Christ Jesus, and God is walking us through every day. So we are thankful to God.